to the one with the cloudy night eyes. Go away and it all comes down to what it does in 2 years. Man, that's long enough. Say he didn't try, but I love to stand them side by side and swap the content of their minds. Well, kills them to make a smile. God, I should think about it. This one's for you. It all comes down to what it does in 2 years. Man, that's long enough. Kills him to make a smile. Can't say he didn't try. God, it all comes down to what he does and to. Yes, man, that's long enough. Well, he can't say he didn't try, but I'd love to stand them side by side and swap the contents of their minds. Well, kill them to make a smile. God, I wish they'd think about it. Did you think you were dreaming? Did you think you were dreaming? Did you think you were dreaming?
That was Little Fly live in the studio, Radio Freedom 106.5 FM. We've got Kev Lowell and Rob in the studio with us. Thanks to Kev for that one. The title of that one, please, again, mate. I've forgotten.
It's called Pixel Man.
Pixel Man. I think we've got time to go straight through into another one. That was a lovely sound. And I like what you do. I mean, my bar manager says you always remind him of Pearl Jam, which is not a bad thing, is it? Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I get it all the time, too.
Well, I think it's quite complimentary because they're a band that have been there, done it, and bought all the T-shirts. So, is it a direct influence by any chance, though?
It's one of many influences.
It's one of many. Okay, who else would we cite amongst your other influences?
Oh, there'd be Mikey Stipe, Adam Duritz.
I would have said, I picked up on a Michael Stipe because there's almost a bit of a sort of in the style of your voice, actually, that reminds me of Michael Stipe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, are you what we'd call a bedroom trained singer? You did it all yourself? Or have you had lessons officially?
No, I haven't had any singing lessons.
Yeah, it's a very distinctive voice you've got. And I'm sure the listeners want to hear more. So, can you give us another one? Could you give me Airbag by any chance?
Yeah, we can do that one.
Okay, that's me correctly reading my listings this time. All right, all yours.
Airbag keeps me in, breaking out and getting thin. The child I killed again today. The tires are flat and worn, they keep us entertained and torn. Futures mapped out, but kept at bay. People stealing from their own dignity, waiting for just one glimpse to break it. Oh, there's nothing left to burn. No, no, no. Oh, there's nothing left to burn. So there's nothing left to burn. God, there's something we could learn. Mm-hmm. 1,000 people stand and stare, all are gone without a care. If you want, then I'll spell it out. I've got a feeling that I'm being reeled in. Everyone standing here in a shade. Their own dignity, waiting for just one lens to play. Oh, there's nothing left to burn. No, no. Oh, there's nothing left to burn. And so there's nothing left to earn. God, there's something we could learn. God, there's something we could learn. Yeah, 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 yeah.
To Little Fly. That was a track entitled Airbag. We've got Kev, Lol and Rob in the studio with us. Thanks for that one, guys. We'll be listening to a couple more of Little Fly's live acoustic set a little bit later on. Thanks to the boys for that one. I think out of the current crop of local bands, despite the likes of Twinkie, Silk et al, the band for me and the band to watch are, in fact, Little Fly. We had them on at the Future Club a few months ago, and very early on I thought, yeah, these are an excellent band, up and coming, and they know exactly what they're doing. And as I say, I'm putting my head on the line and saying hopefully the band that will get somewhere out of Derby is this. Well, I wish everybody gets somewhere, but I think the only band with the real potential at the moment to do that is Little Fly. I think they just need a push in the right direction here and there, and the world could very well be the crustacean of their choosing. Now, we had a call from Bob earlier on, who successfully answered our Focus on Film quiz, and he's won himself a copy of the Home Cooking CD. Cram-packed full of homegrown musical goodness. He wanted Slayer, Angel of Death. Sadly, I have nothing as moribund as that, although this is fairly anarchic kind of nonsense. It's one of my favourite bands, in fact. It's Pixies with Debaser. Debaser!
I'm
Portishead with some toss I can't remember the name of. It was so irreverent on the show, aren't we? No, it's just that we're bumbling amateurs and we make it up as we go along. Glory, praise be to live radio. I believe we have a caller online. Hello, caller.
Hiya, Chippy.
Hello, I recognise those tones. It's our very own John P. How are you, mate?
Oh, not too bad, you know.
I don't know, you tell me, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, you know.
I'll tell you what, mate, you're sounding great. You're coming through loud and clear. Where are you calling from, mate? Home or work?
Bit of both, really. Working at home.
Oh, I see. Like it. And what are you working on, mate, currently?
Guess what?
It's a website of some description.
Indeed.
Yes. John, just for the listeners out there, John P. is Derby's very own webmeister, working in cohorts with the top entertainment guide, Home Cooking. John P.'s also got a slot every Thursday night on Radio Freedom from 7 till 9, I believe, John P.
No.
9
no,
till 11?
Last night.
Oh, it's Tuesday. I do beg your pardon. Well, they both begin with a T and they've got a U in it. And they both end in Z-day.
I know spelling's never been your big point.
Who's on tomorrow then from 7 till 9?
I think it's probably big beating around the bush.
That's right, I knew there was something going on tomorrow. Anyway, John, what can we do for you?
Oh, well, I just wanted to ring up and say hello and my usual kind of malarkey.
Anybody you want to say hello to whilst you're out on the line?
Not really.
Okay, any requests? I mean, you never know. It's unlikely that we might have some of your incessant, repetitive drum and bass nonsense, but...
What are you trying to say?
Well, I just said it. And funnily enough, I actually did get it out right as well. There's a possibility that we could play something for you, mate. Anything. Go on, give us a go, and we'll try and get as near to it as possible.
If you've got any Beth Orton...
Okay, anything else? Okay, we might be able to dig out some Beth Orton from somewhere. Now, listen,
something
mate.
Something fine and funky.
Have you been... Okay, fine and funky. I think we can sort you out on that one. Have you been listening to the show prior to the last half an hour or whatever?
No.
Have you not caught the live session from Little Fly?
I haven't, I'm afraid.
That's a great show. Well, listen, mate, you must stay tuned because they're going to do another, at least one track off their EP, which is currently out doing the rounds. And you've got to listen to them, mate, because I've said before, I put my neck on the line, I think they're probably the band at the moment that are going to get taken up. Because despite the wondrous glories available in the Derby scene at the moment, in terms of, like, musicianship, being completely comprehensive band, and also having that wide accessibility that some of our other bands don't possess, And I think they're the band that's going to do it. So stay tuned, have a listen, see what you think.
I will do that.
All right, mate. Now, listen, thanks for calling, mate. And I'll be speaking to you later on. Are you out on the booze later on? Well, listen, mate, look, I'm going to be down at Ye Olde Spa around about 9:05, and I'm going to get completely pissed. All right, mate.
See you later.
I'll see you later, then. Cheery bye.
Following the overwhelming success of Traveling Without Moving's first birthday on May 1st, Soundtracks and the Future Club have teamed up for another night of quality underground deep house. On Bank Holiday Saturday, May 29th, we have managed to secure the services of DIYs at Jazz to guest alongside our talented trio of residents, Scott, Lee, and Marcus, who together form the Soundtracks Collective. At Jazz, fresh from a UK tour and a regular at The Bomb, can't wait to pick up where his stablemates Diggs and Woosh left off. So can you really afford to miss a second opportunity this month to sample the unrivaled atmosphere and the finest underground house music of Traveling Without Moving? For further information, call us on 07977-432-388 or call the Future Club on Derby 341154. We'll see you in the future on May 29th.
Future Club Babington Lane Derby presents Rock House, a monthly celebration of rock, from contemporary to classic, Saturday, May 22nd, and the last Saturday of every month thereafter. £2 before 11, £3 after. Ladies free before 11. Rock House, a monthly celebration of rock, the Future Club Babington Lane Derby, next up, Saturday, May 22nd. For further information, call us on 341154.
Ain't seen nothing yet. Well, great, mate, they don't make them like that anymore.
That's because we're not in the pop-tastic swinging 60s anymore, tubby-tastic chum.
I think you'll find it was the mega-fab 70s, mate.
I don't think you're quite right there, my pop-tabulous mate.
If radio can further the careers of these presenters, just imagine what it could do for your business. Advertising on Radio Freedom works. You're listening to it. Call Radio Freedom Advertising now on Derby 361-068 and find out just how little professional radio advertising can cost. Call Derby 361-068 and get the power of advertising on radio.
Wild Park Leisure Paintball Games offer the ultimate in adrenaline-packed adventure. Stalk your enemy through the woods, ambush them in the swamp, and try to take the tower in the Death Valley. At Wild Park Leisure, feel the real excitement and fun of paintball. For a limited period, Wild Park Paintball offers you the challenge of free games for the all-in price of just £10 per person. So if you're over 14, take the challenge. Wild Park Leisure, just 10 minutes out of Derby on the A52 Ashbourne Road at Brailsford. Ring today on 01335 360485. 01335 360485.
We'll be right back.
Just can't get the staff these days. That was Massive Attack. On the line, we had John P just before that, and he was after Beth Orton, the special request for John P of Technique fame and the Uber Webmeister of Derby. We've got some Beth Orton lined up for you, John. But first, and without further ado, we have to do our second Focus on Films section. Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Radio Freedom 106.5 FM. This is the Wednesday Variety Pack with me, the very Reverend Chippy Minton, MD, and I'm joined in the studio, as always, by Mr. Christopher. He looks like a girl, Miles. And, of course, my ever-ready and willing and somewhat slightly unable engineer, Greg, acts like a girl, White Hang Styly. Chris, next up, our Focus on Film. What is it, mate? Which cinematic gem have you chosen for us?
I can't tell you. That'd give the game away.
Obviously, of course, well played. On your toes, as ever. Oh, I just better point out to people who just tuned in and don't know exactly what they're listening to. It's amateurish nonsense, and we make it up as we go along. But that aside, this is our Focus on Film section. It's a cinematic-based quiz-type giveaway in which you, the general members of the public, stroke / www.audience, have to identify a film by the précis or synopsis we read out from our mighty tome, the Halliwell's Film Guide. Okay, sock it to him, Chrissy boy.
Disney's first feature cartoon, a mammoth enterprise which no one in the business thought would work. The romantic leads were wishy-washy, but the splendid songs and the marvellous comic and villainous characters turned the film into a worldwide box office bombshell, which is almost as fresh today as when it was made, and it's got little blokes in it.
Okay, so it's the story of, it's an animated story of a princess who's taken in by seven little blokes, made in 1939...
37, mate.
37. It's Disney's first major sort of trawl into the animated feature world, and it was a humongous success. And in fact, still, it's still lovingly sort of like longed over by people, old and young alike. John, this one's for you. In a little while, we've got another session from Little Flight, and of course, we'll be playing something off their brand new CD, which has been released earlier this year. Okay, enjoy, John. I'll tell you what, I hope he enjoys this. I'll tell you what.
First all I found some pride, or found this after she died. For a moment I acquired such grace, everybody seemed to want to take her place. The best part of life is seen, the best part. We'll be right back.
Thornton, and that's a track entitled The Best Bit, and that's for John P, who caught up a little earlier on. We still have one more to come, a live session from Little Fly, who are there with us in Studio A, and it'll be, they're playing a track entitled Downward Circles, and then by way of an extra digital treat, I'll be playing a track off their brand new CD, Wait for the Thumbs, and the track is entitled In Disfavour, and that'll give you the other side of what Little Fly can do. In the summer, I believe they're going to be fairly busy up and around the country in the north, and maybe down in London as well, but before they get off, they're going to be playing for us, bless them. With me in the studio is, of course, my hapless co-host, Christopher. He looks like a girl Mars. Now, we've had a couple of calls, and somehow somebody managed and contrived to get our last Focus on Film wrong. So, Chris, if you could just give the brief details to the listeners out there, just in case they want to win our last remaining copy of our home cooking CDs. We've had about a dozen or so to give away, and we've managed to give all but one away. So, if you think you know what this is, give us a call. Chrissy, fire away.
Disney's first feature cartoon, a mammoth enterprise which no one in the business thought would work. The romantic leads were wishy-washy, but the splendid songs and the marvellous comic and villainous characters turned the film into a worldwide box office bombshell, which is almost as fresh today as when it was made.
Okay, so that's Disney's first major animated film, made in 1937, and hey-ho! There's a small clue. Yeah, it's off to work we go. Okay, I'll tell you, you're listening to Radio Freedom 106.5 FM. Now, I do believe we have a caller online. Hello, caller.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, mate. How are we?
I'm all right, mate. I have the answer to your thing. Can I say it?
You've got the answer?
I've got the answer, mate.
Well, yeah, give us a call.
I'll give you a call. it's Snow White and the Seven Malloys.
The Seven Malloys. Right, okay. You're very close, but not quite bang on it.
Oh, well, it'll give everybody else a clue anyway, won't it?
Yeah, true enough. How are you, mate? It's Little Man Malloy, just in case you didn't know who it was there, listeners. From our regular sort of morning through to the early afternoon host. Mondays, Wednesday and Friday. Now, listen, mate, where are you Friday? Tell me where you are Friday.
I'm ringing you up with a verbal invitation, mate. Well, for you and all your punters.
Okay, mate, to meet you down where exactly?
It's at Jackie Stamps from 10 o'clock till at least 2 o'clock on Friday daytime.
Okay, I mean, this is to basically mark and celebrate the end of a month's successful broadcasting for Radio Freedom, I believe.
It is the finale, mate.
Okay, so it's going to be a bit of a party atmosphere going on down there.
You're coming down for a beer, aren't you, sir?
I would imagine that I might feel...
For the old shandy?
Succumbing to temptation, yeah. I can resist most things except temptation, so are the beers on you, mate?
I don't mind buying you a beer, sir.
Okay, mate. Well, listen, thanks for your call. Anything I can play for you?
No, not really, mate. I'm just listening to your show, enjoying, as I watch Blackburn versus Man United, and it's 0-0 at the minute.
Okay, mate. So we're praying for a Blackburn goal on that one.
Yeah, yes, we are, actually, because I don't want Man United to win. We've turned Andy Gray off to listen to you, mate, which is always a good thing.
Okay, thanks very much. All right, cheers, little man. I'll see you Friday.
Cheers, mate.
Little Man Malloy there, and you can, as he said, you can be with him from 10 through till 2 on Friday, and they'll be broadcasting live, outside broadcast, from Jackie Stamps on the Marketplace in Derby. Basically, just a party to celebrate the end of a good month's broadcasting from Radio Freedom. But fear not, we hope to be back on air, maybe October, maybe even earlier, if we can afford it, because it's not cheap. And remember, we're a non-profit making organisation, and we're dependent on the fact that most people do it voluntarily. Yes, Radio Freedom presenters do it voluntarily. Now, this is Radio Freedom 106.5 FM. I am, of course, the very Reverend Chippy Minton, MD. And despite my radio-friendly voice and my superb diction, I, in fact, am Derby born and bred. But there's one thing I will not give up. There's one thing I will not sacrifice, and that is my full vowels. For if I want to have a good look at a cookery book, you need your full vowels. If I want to cook some supper for my mum, you know, you need your full vowels. And I'm not going to give them up. And neither is another thing I'm going to give up. That humongous, monstrous, multi-story car park that nobody uses on the Cockpit Island. I couldn't do without that.
I bet you could.
I bet I couldn't.
I bet you could.
I bet I couldn't.
I bet you could.
I bet I couldn't.
Could.
I bet I couldn't.
Could.
Couldn't.
Could.
Couldn't.
Could.
Couldn't.
Could.
Oh, I suppose I could. I think I might park on there next week.
Something depends on you. All I you judge the look by the lover? I hope you'll soon recover. Me, I go from one extreme to another. And all my friends just might ask me, they say, Martin, maybe one day you'll find true love. A solution to the one thing, the one thing.
ABC with Look of Love from 1352. We have in the studio with us our final track from Little Fly, live and direct for your delight and delectation as ever, of course. Hello, boys. Are we there? Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, right. Okay, are you ready for your very last chat that you're going to do for us this evening?
Yeah, this is called Downward Circles.
Okay, all yours then, Kev. Cheers, mate. That was Little Fly with a track entitled Downward Circles. Thanks very much to Kev, Lol and Rob. Cheers, lads. Thanks for being with us.
Nice one. Thanks for having me.
All right, I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. That was Little Fly. Now, they'll be playing a few gigs around the summer, but nothing as yet confirmed in the local area. But keep your eyes peeled and your ears open for information, because I think, as I said before, I think they're the best of the bunch at the moment in Derby. And the one band that looks to me, anyway, virtually just guaranteed of going somewhere with it in the music industry. Anyway, less of that, and a little bit later on we'll be playing their track entitled In Disfavour off their CD. But with me in the studio is my hapless co-host Christopher Looks Like a Girl Mars. And Chris, we've got one track and off the vintage vinyl this evening, which is Rio by Duran Duran. I mean, any ideas what it is, seeing as this album was pre-recorded in the sort of like Middle Ages before you even thought of? Go on, have a guess. Just have a guess. There must be a tune that you know off the album. Obviously, you've heard two already. Any idea what the third one could be?
Well, so we have Rio and Hungry Like a Wolf so far, yeah?
Yes, we have indeed.
It's got to be Girls on Film?
No, that's off a different album, that is, mate.
Oh, right. It's Before My Time, mate.
It's Save a Prayer, mate. In fact,
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have done, would you? Because it was released in 1242. Here, we'll go with that one right now, I think.
Standing by the wall, corner of a main street.
This is Radio Freedom 106.5 FM. I'm the very Reverend Chippy Minton, MD. Yes, the man about the house, of course. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, with me in the studio this evening, as ever, has been my hapless co-host, Mr. Christopher. He looks like a... Girl Miles! Hello, Chris, and say goodbye, because guess what, listeners? Yes, this is our final show of the month. Radio Freedom's broadcasting comes to an end on Friday, 12 midnight. But fear not, we'll be with you later on in the year. Say goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris.
And, of course, we've been aided and abetted, as ever, on a Wednesday night by Greg. He acts like a girl, white dang styly. Say anything you like there, Greg.
I'll tell you what, it's ever so sad to be going. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what, mate, it's been great fun while we've been doing it. You've been listening to the Wednesday Variety Pack. Yes, a completely pluralistic platter of sonic snacks and audible edibles. Playing us out into the news will be Little Fly with a track entitled In Disfavour. It's off their brand new CD that's been released just this year. I think it was around about February or March. So thanks for being with us. It's been a pleasure being had. And we'll see you, or you'll be hearing from us later on in the year. Okay, this is Little Fly. And many thanks and cheery bye.
Friend, it seems you're in disfavor. Why do you always split your side? Into this mega misbehavior. The camera didn't see you last night. If I never see you again, I won't be fighting. You're in danger. A cat already finds your life. And I've been there for 7 years, and the camera saw you fall down last night. Oh, and again, yeah. If I never see you again, I won't be frightened. If I never see you again, yeah.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Ruth Hill. Secret details about British intelligence agents have been published on the internet. Whitehall officials describe the leak as gravely damaging, and they're warning it puts the lives of dozens of agents at risk. The information has now been removed from the nest and a top-level inquiry launched. Former MI5 agent David Shaler believes a former spy was behind it all.
I understand that it's on the website of Richard Tomlinson, the former MI6 officer. I know from seeing the site myself he's been threatening to do this. I think the government runs a great deal of risk because they have in some ways persecuted Richard Tomlinson.
The family of Derek Bentley, who was hanged for murder and pardoned 45 years later, are to be compensated after all. His relatives have been calling for cash since the Court of Appeal quashed his murder conviction last year. A schoolboy's died just hours after being admitted to hospital with symptoms of meningitis. The 13-year-old was a pupil at Dumfries High School, where his fellow classmates are being offered antibiotics. The government's announced it's to sell off the high street betting chain, The Tote. Home Secretary Jack Straw
says there's no decision yet on the method of the sell-off, but isn't ruling out a sale within racing. It's goalless at half-time in the crucial Premiership clash between Blackburn and Manchester United at Ewood Park. Jim Proudfoot is there.
A hard-fought game with little sign of a goal, and United will be the more pleased with the story so far. Giggs hit the post in the early stages. York and Cole have come close as well, but neither side's been able to create the chances they need for their season-making victory. Ward's had the best opportunity for Rovers, cutting inside Johnson before shooting tamely at Schmeichel. As it stands, Blackburn going down and Manchester United not taking the giant step towards their fifth Premiership title in 7 years they'd hoped. 0-0 at the break. Jim Proudfoot, Ewood Park.
Italian club Parma have won the UEFA Cup. They beat Marseille 3-0 in Moscow. And Tim Henman has won his second round match at the Italian Open. Independent Radio News.
Following the overwhelming success of Traveling Without Moving's first birthday on May 1st, Soundtracks and the Future Club have teamed up for another night of quality underground deep house. On Bank Holiday Saturday, May 29th, we have managed to secure the services of DIY's At Jazz, the guest alongside our talented trio of residents, Scott, Lee, and Marcus, who together form the Soundtracks Collective. At Jazz, fresh from a UK tour and a regular at the Bomb, can't wait to pick up where his stablemates Diggs and Woosh left off. So can you really afford to miss a second opportunity this month to sample the unrivaled atmosphere and the finest underground house music of Traveling Without Moving? For further information, call us on 07977-432-388 or call the Future Club on Derby 341154. We'll see you in the future on May 29th.
Future Club Babington Lane Derby presents Rock House, a monthly celebration of rock, from contemporary to classic, Saturday, May 22nd, and the last Saturday of every month thereafter. £2 before 11, £3 after. Ladies free before 11. Rock House, a monthly celebration of rock, the Future Club Babington Lane Derby. Next up, Saturday, May 22nd. For further information, call us on 341154.
New sound of Derby. Radio Freedom, 106.5 FM.